They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad.
Good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio, and coming up this weekend in Linden, Texas, it's the 8th annual T-Bone Walker Blues Festival. And joining me by phone today from California is Bernita Walker, the daughter of T-Bone Walker, to talk a bit about the festival and especially her father's legacy. Bernita, thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Oh, you're welcome, Bill. Thank you so much for asking.
So your father is literally one of the great icons of a generation of artists that brought the blues to the American consciousness. What can you tell me about growing up in a home filled with blues legends at that time?
It was a fantastic, phenomenal life. It really was. I mean, I can recall going back and traveling with my dad and my mom at a very early age. I traveled all the time with them. The house that we live in still today, it was filled with a number of the fantastic artists. Big Joe Turner, he was a regular over here. Big Mama Thornton, she was a regular over here. Eddie Cleanhead Vincent, even Johnny Guitar Watson, he had been over here on numerous occasions. And just meeting the artists as we traveled, Ruth Brown, Pee Wee Creighton, it just goes on and on and on. It was just so fantastic. I really am grateful to have been born into this family.
How aware were you as a young child at 8 or 10? I mean, that's when rock and roll was bursting across America, and all of a sudden, all of this popular music was exploding, and your father was in the heart of it.
You know what? It was really strange back then, because during that time, the blues was not something that was really an acceptable music form. And what I mean by that is that because of rock and roll, it was taking over. And the blues had taken a back burner concerning being out there in the forefront. So Daddy had to go to Europe, to Alaska, to places where the blues was more appreciated than what it was here. It was hard for him to get gigs here in Los Angeles, very hard. And that's the one thing I hated, is because it cost him to travel even more.
So this festival, which was created 8 years ago, is there to honor and preserve the legacy of your father. Can you talk a little bit about the other mission of the festival?
The real mission of the festival is to enhance the city of Linden, to do things, to raise money, because it's a nonprofit organization that uses the Blues Festival to raise funds to improve Linden, because it's such a small city. But it is the seat of the county. So this was a brainchild, actually, of Russell Wright. And I was just so elated when a cousin of mine who was a DJ there in the Texas area, Kay Fully Love, she contacted me to let me know about the festival. So I got the information and contacted the office. And when Russell called me, we began the conversation about it. And anything that acknowledges my father and the work that he did in the field of the blues, I am more than willing to support and be there as often as I can, and glad to see that others acknowledge the great work that he did as that lead guitarist when he came out of being in a band.
Do you feel like in this day and age that the struggles that the blues faces as a truly original art form and an American art form are as difficult as those times, or have we overcome and the blues will carry on as a truly classic art form from America and won't be forgotten in the future?
I think that we have overcome it, because I see it on the TV. I see the different vocal contests that they have, The Voice, The X Factor, American Idol. They use the blues. So I know that it's alive and well. My concern, of course, is about my dad's music, because Daddy did some hardcore blues, but he also did big band things, and because he was really a crooner, but the blues is what he got his fame on and his showmanship. So that's what concerns me, is that too soon they'll forget the ones that are deceased. The ones that are alive, they stay on top, but those that are deceased are the ones that I'm concerned about.
One of the missions of this festival is to obviously educate and carry it forward to the next generation. As you've experienced it over time, is there a point in time when young people become aware of the past and the value of the past rather than merely the present and what's hip and cool right now?
I believe so, and I think that the lineup that we have every year exposes that even more so, because we have young blues artists who participate. You know, you have to go through something to know something. And as kids, they're in a hip-hop world, they're in a fast-paced world, and they really don't know and understand life. But once you experience the blues, as far as your personal life is concerned, it's very difficult at that time to not understand the blues. One of the things I think that really helps us, of course, are all the blues festivals that are going around, that are in different areas of the country. I know California, where I live, we have several that happen. We have a blues, Southern California Blues Society, that every Monday night they have something going on somewhere, because Monday has always been identified as the Blues Monday. You know, that's the blues day. So there's just a number of venues that the blues can be heard. And as they grow, people grow older, they begin to get back into the blues. So that, I think, is a mainstay for the music community, is the blues. I mean, look how close it is to gospel. So it's kind of hard to totally dismiss it because of what it represents.
Let's talk a little bit about the headliners this year and some of the band members.
Oh, I'm great about Duke Robles. I've already got everybody that's on here. I've met most of them. And for Duke, I met him several years ago here at the Blues Festival in Long Beach. And I approached him and I told him who I was. And he was like, oh, baby, come here. I loved your dad. You know, and the Peterson brothers, two teenagers that are just wowing the community with their music. I mean, just truly phenomenal blues artists. One of them, the baby one, he's so calm and he plays the bass. And, you know, he's real still about it, but he plays that bass. I mean, they're just great. Matthew Davison. Matthew has been in a number of, I met him 3 years ago, I think it was. He's been in a number of contests over the years there in the Texas area, and it comes online, and so I go in and I vote for him and things, because he is a phenomenal young man. Zach Harmon, another great band. The music just phenomenal. And Robin and the Bluebirds. I mean, it goes on and on. Most of the artists I have seen, the auctions that they have on the guitars that they have signed are just beautiful guitars, beautiful. And it's got all of the artist signatures on it. And then the quilting, the Pleasant Hill Quilting Group, mm-hmm. They give a historical information about the story that quilts tell and the direction that quilts were used to share about the Underground Railroad, and they dress in period clothing. So there's just a lot of things to enjoy and just, you know, forget all your worries and just come out and have a great time at that blues festival.
Bernita, I really want to thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. I've enjoyed our conversation.
Thank you. That was Bernita Walker. She's the daughter of T-Bone Walker, and she spoke with me this morning about the T-Bone Walker Blues Festival that takes place this Friday and Saturday in Linden, Texas. And for more information, you can call them at 903-756-7774. That's 903-756-7774. Or you can go to tbonewalkerbluesfest.com. Or you can visit our radio site, redriverradio.org, and look under the events page for more information and links to their site. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy on me. My heart's in misery. Crazy about my baby. Yeah. send her back to me.